请我们看几处的圣经。
We shall look into a few portions of scripture.
旧约撒加利亚书。
In the Old Testament, the book of Zechariah.
撒加利亚第四章第六节。
Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6.
他对我说，这是耶和华指示所罗巴伯的，万军之耶和华说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。
And he answered and said to me, This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, Not by might, nor by power, But by my spirit, says the Lord.Opposed.
路加福音第四章。
The Gospel of Luke, chapter 4.
第十八节，第十九节。
Verses 18 and 19.
路加福音第四章十八节，十九节。
The Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verses 18 and 19.
主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由，报告神悦纳人的喜悦。
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor.He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
最后我们看《使徒行传》第一章第八节。
And now we'll turn to the Acts of Apostles, Acts 1, verse 8.
《使徒行传》第一章第八节
Acts chapter 1 verse 8
但圣灵降临在你们身上你们就必得着能力并要在耶路撒冷犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证
But you shall receive the power receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you and you shall be witnesses to meIn Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
请我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads for prayer.
主啊，我们都在你的面前。我们求求你，借着你圣经的话，对我们说话。
Amen.
主啊，我们仰望你赐给我们智慧和启示的灵。如果不是你启示的话我们只能摸着你话语的字句但是我们不能进入你话语的里面所以我们的主我们同心在这里仰望你、
Amen.
主啊让我们在你的话语里面能摸着你的字句、
yeah.
也求你用你的话来摸着我们、
Amen.
好叫你在我们的身上有所得着、
Amen.
好叫你自己的工作在我们身上能做出去、
Amen.
把一切的荣耀都归给你，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads for prayer.
主啊，我们都在你的面前。我们求求你，记着你圣经的话，对我们说话。
Amen.
主啊，我们仰望你赐给我们智慧和启示的灵。如果不是你启示的话，我们只能摸着你话语的字句。但是我们不能进入你话语的里面、所以我们的主我们同心在这里仰望你、
Amen.
主啊让我们在你的话语里面能摸着你的自己、
yeah.
也求你用你的话来摸着我们、
Amen.
好叫你在我们的身上有所得着、
Amen.
好叫你自己的工作在我们身上能做出去、
Amen.
把一切的荣耀都归给你奉主耶稣的名
Amen,
Amen.我们这一次的主题是生命与侍奉。
The theme for this conference is life and service.
在侍奉的方面，我们第一天的早晨就说到侍奉的护照。
And this matter of service, on the first day we mentioned about this, the call to service.
我们感谢赞美神,
we praise our God. This call to service comes to all of us who believe in the Lord Jesus. This call to service is indeed a call of grace. He called all those who have received grace to rise up and serve Him. So that we can serve His purpose. We touch on that on Tuesday, second time. Because service is serving God's will. He has but one will, His will.
那个旨意就是神要为着他的儿子预备一个身体。
That will is God wants to prepare a body for His Son.
他要把他儿子的丰富要装在这个身体的里面。
He wants to fill the body with the fullness of His Son.
并且要借着这个身体能彰显这个元首的荣耀。
And He wants to use the body to express the glory of the head.
所以当我们在这里是
And so while we are serving God, we are there to build and to build up the body of Christ. If we are not building up the body of Christ, our service cannot be considered our service. In this matter of building up the body of Christ, we must serve in the Spirit. It is a flowing of life. Otherwise, this body cannot receive its proper supply. And it cannot be built up. In this matter of serving God, yesterday we shared about the person who served. Because in this matter of serving God, the person, the man, is far more important than things. If God cannot find that right person, He would rather not do any work. If person is not right, if He entrusts His work to this person, and this work will be ruined by Him. Not only God cannot receive His service, and God's kingdom will suffer damage. But if the person is right, and God's work will be right, that kind of service is pleasing in God's sight.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
就着我们的天然来讲,
according to our natural self, we are, none of us are, could be really considered as right. Do not think that you are better or more correct than the other person. In God's sight, no one is right. Because we all work according to our natural flesh. So therefore we see the necessity of transformation. The Holy Spirit must do the transformation. Transformation work in our heart. Remove the old creation. And build up the new creation in us. Because we can only serve God in the new creation.
的建立。
This transformation is the build-up of the character.
我们需要让基督组织在我们里面。
We need to allow Christ to be incorporated into our lives.
圣灵怎样把基督组织在我们里面呢？
How does the Holy Spirit work into our lives?
一面是借着他的光照。
On one hand, it's through the light, the enlightening work of the Holy Spirit.
另外一面是借着他的管教。
On the other hand, is His discipline.
他用十字架来除去出于我们自己的。
Through the cross, He removed all that is of self.
他也借着十字架叫基督加增在我们里面。
And through the cross, He also bring in Christ into us.
叫我们能做一个合用的器皿。
That we may be a useful vessel in God's sight.
预备行各样的善。
Prepare to do all good works.
今天早晨我们再要进一步地说。
This morning we'll go one step further.
侍奉的能力。
The power of service.
我们要侍奉神。
If we want to serve God,
我们必须要有能力。
We must have power.
我们无论做什么事情。
No matter what we do,
都需要能力。
We need power.
如果没有能力的话，怎么能做事呢？
If there's no power, how can we do any work?
但是在侍奉神的事情上。
But in this matter of serving God,
当然也是需要能力。
Of course we need power.
但是我们要问说是什么能力。
The question we must ask, what kind of power?
许多的时候我们在那里侍奉神。
Oftentimes, we serving God.
我们认为说只要事情能做好。
We assume as long as we can get things done.
这个能力究竟从哪里来的我们不必去管它。
As far as where we get our power, that is really secondary.
那就是说一个目的能印证它的方法。
In other words, the end justifies the means.
不管你用什么方法。
Doesn't matter what kind of method you use.
不管你用什么能力。
Doesn't matter what kind of strength or power you use.
只要那个工作能完成的话。
As long as you get things done.
那就可以了。
That's okay.
所以许多的时候。
So oftentimes.
我们在哪里侍奉。
We serve there.
会用我们人天然的能力。
We serve with our natural strength.
我们用我们自己的聪明。
We use our own natural wisdom.
我们根据我们自己过去的经验。
We rely on our past experiences.
我们要采取这个世界上那一种的方法。
We adopt the methods of the world.
我们以为说，如果用这些的东西，
We assume if we can use all these different methods.
能把这个事情做成的话，
As long as we can get work done.
那这个方法就可以在神面前被称许了。
And we know this will be pleasing in God's sight.
不错在人的眼前。
Of course, in the view of man,
我们也许能成功一些的事情。
We may be able to succeed in certain things.
但是，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
如果我们这样的侍奉的话，
If we thus serving the Lord,
虽然在人面前好像这个工作很成功，
As though in front of people we are very successful,
但是有一天，
But one day,
当我们被带到基督台前的时候，
And we are brought before the throne of Christ,
我们知道我们所有信主的人。
We know all those who believe in the Lord.
虽然我们不会接受白色宝座的审判。
Even though we will not face the great white throne judgment.
因为主耶稣在十字架上已经为我们受了审判。
Because Christ on the cross already was judged for us.
所以那个将来白色宝座的审判。
So, therefore, the great white throne judgment seat.
就是生与死的审判。
It is judgment of life and death.
永生永死的审判。
It is eternal judgment.
我们不必再站在那个白色宝座的面前受审判。
We do not need to stand in front of that white throne judgment seat.
主耶稣在十字架上已经替我们受了审判。
Christ already on the cross, he was judged on our behalf.
我们已经出死入生了。
We already been delivered from death and into life.
感谢赞美神。
Praise God.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
在神的儿女中常常有一个错误的思想。
Among God's people, there is a misconception.
以为说我们就不再受审判了。
Assume that we will not have to face any judgment.
任何的审判我们不再受了。
We don't have to face any judgment.
要记得圣经告诉我们说。
But remember, the Bible tells us.
虽然我们不再受白色宝座的审判。
Even though we now have to face the judgment seat of the great white throne.
但是我们所有蒙恩得救的人。
But all those who believe in the Lord Jesus.
有一天都要现在基督的台前。
We will all have to appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
基督的台前是什么东西呢？
What does it mean to stand before the judgment seat of
Christ? 这是一个家庭的审判。
It is a family judgment.
我们是神家中的人。
We are in the family of God.
有一天我们所有神的儿女都要站在基督的台前。
The day will come we all will have to stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
我们所有的工作都要显出来。
All our works will be exposed before him.
在哥林多前书第三章告诉我们说，
And 1 Corinthians 3 we are told
到了那一天有火要显现
On that day fire will appear
要试验个人的工程
Will test everyone's work
如果你的工程是草木和芥的工程
If your work is full of hay, wood and stubble
就要被火烧掉
It will be burned up
虽然你自己是得救的
Even though you will be saved
但是是静静得救
But you will be saved as though through fire
如果你在地上的工程是金银宝石的工程。
If your work on this earth is silver, gold, and precious stone,
经过火试验之后
after you the test the fire,
它要发出亮光来。
You'll reflect light,
叫你能得着荣耀。
And you'll receive glory.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
什么是草木和芥的工作呢
What does it mean by wood, hay, and stubble?
我们知道我们的根基乃是那一块磐石。
We know our foundation is the rock.
就是我们的主耶稣基督
It is the Lord Jesus
我们感谢神我们都在那个根基的上面
Thank God we are all on that rock
但是现在我们在上面建造
But now we are building on that rock
究竟我们所用的材料
What is our material we're using
是草木和芥呢
Is it the material we use wood, hay and stubble
或者是金银宝石
Or silver Humanity.
草是代表人的工作
And the hay represents the work of man
和芥就是代表人的荣耀
And then the stubble they represents the glory of man
如果今天我们信主了之后
After we believe in the Lord Jesus
我们的生活和我们的工作
Our life and our work
都是凭着我们自己这个人的性情
If we rely on our natural self
都是用我们自己人工来做
If we do it with our own effort
都是为着寻求自己的荣耀
It's for self-seeking, self-glorification
那个有一天在基督台前的审判
On that judgment seat of Christ
都要被火烧掉
Will be burned up
我们知道草木和芥的工作
We know the work of hay, wood and stubble
是不需要多少代价的
There is not much cost involved
并且你能把草木和芥做这个很大的工程
And you can build up in a big pile
叫众人都能看见
And everybody can see
但是当火显现的时候
But when the fire appears
这些就是火的材料
These are the material to be burned
要完全被烧掉
They'll be totally burned up
虽然我们得救
Even though we're saved
但是是静静得救
But merely saved
感谢赞美神
Praise God
如果今天我们的工程是金银宝石的工程
If our work today is gold, silver and precious stone
金是神的性情
According to God's nature
银是基督的救赎
Silver is the redemptive work of the Lord Jesus
宝石是圣灵的工作
The precious stones are the work of the Holy Spirit
如果今天我们是随着神的性情来生活
生活 If we work according to the new nature of God
我们今天的工作侍奉是根据基督的救赎
If we work according to the redemptive the finished work of the Lord Jesus
并且是靠着圣灵的能力
And rely on the power of the Holy Spirit
虽然这些的代价是大的
Even though it's costly
并且你不能把它造得太大
Even though you cannot build a huge thing
也许也没有人注意
And maybe nobody will notice you
但是将来在基督的台前
But before the judgment seat of Christ
却是被火试验的时候
After you have been tested through fire
越火烧越荣耀
The more fire is burning the more glory it shines
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
今天在人的中间
Among men
因为所重的是事
Because what their focus is work
所以他就不管能力的来源
So they do not
to careful about the source of their power.
这个能力从哪里来的, 不必去管它。
The source of power is not important to them.
只要把事情做成就行了。
As long as you can get things done.
但是在属灵的侍奉上,
But in spiritual service,
却不是这样,
it's not so.
因为神所重的不是事,
because God's emphasis is not work.
神所重的是人,
God's emphasis is the person.
神所重的乃是他自己的旨意。
God's purpose, God's emphasis is His own will.
而他的工作是必须有属灵的价值。
His work must have spiritual value.
必须是存到永永远远的。
His work must last forever.
所以我们看见在属灵的侍奉上。
So we see in this matter of spiritual service,
能力的来源是一个很大的问题。
The source of your power is a big question.
今天在侍奉神的人中间,
Among those who serve God,
我们看见我们往往不问侍奉的
We often will not ask where the power source is.
因为我们所重的是那个事情。
Because our emphasis, our focus is on work.
但是神所注意的。
But God put His emphasis.
他又问说，不错，你在哪里有能力？
God said, yes, you do have power.
但是这个能力是从哪里来的?
Where does you get your power?
是哪一种的能力?
What kind of power do you have?
如果能力的来源不对,
if the origin of power is not correct,
而如果能力的性质不对,
and if the nature of this power is not correct,
虽然是能力,
even though it's power,
但是在神里面前,
but in God's sight,
神说这些的东西都要被火烧掉。
God said, all this kind of work will be burned up.
所以我们 弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
当我们在这里学习侍奉的时候,
when we learn to serve,
我们必定要问自己一个问题,
we must ask ourselves this question.
今天我在这里侍奉,
here I'm serving,
这个能力, 从哪里来的?
What's the source of my power?
是什么种的能力?
What kind of power do I possess?
我们过去也提到摩西的事情。
We mentioned about Moses in the past.
因为圣经告诉我们说,
because the Bible tells us,
摩西是神的仆人。
Moses was God's servant.
他在神的全家境中,
he was faithful in God's house.
在旧约的里面,
in the Old Testament,
摩西是神的仆人一个代表。
Moses was a representative of God's servant. So we'll mention Moses again. We know Moses is determined in his own heart. He wanted to go and visit his brethren. His desire was to serve God.
而这个心意也是,
and this motive was indeed from God. Because God has will for Moses. And that will was to use Moses to deliver his people. And so he went out visiting his brethren. But he used a wrong power. He used his own eloquence and he used his own power. He assumed that he can use his natural power to serve God. And God allowed him to fail. Praise God. Brothers and sisters, if we fail, we should thank God for it. Because through our failing, God can bring us to His true power. So after 40 years in the wilderness, His natural strength were totally exhausted. And he was at the age of 80.
就做他自己的估计，他已经到了尽头了。
In his own estimation, he was at the end of himself.
那个时候神就来呼召他,
and then God called him.
要差他到埃及去,
God wanted to send him back to Egypt.
来拯救以色列的百姓,
to deliver the Israelites.
神说我要与你同在。
God said I'll be with you.
神给他能力。
God gave him power.
他说我是出口笨舌的人。
He said I am not eloquent.
我是谁呢？
Who am I?
我竟然能去见法老吗？
How can I go and face Pharaoh?
我不能做这样的事。
I cannot do this.
神说我与你同在。
God said but I'll go with you.
我给你能力。
I'll give you strength.
我们常常说
We often say
摩西所得着的能力的代表
The symbol of Moses' power
乃是他手中的一根杖
It's a staff in his hand
你看见他用这根神的杖行了很多的神迹
And he used the staff of God He did many miracles
这个实在是有能力
This staff is indeed powerful
但是你仔细读圣经的话
But if you read the scripture carefully
不说这根杖是能力的代表
It is true this staff represents power
但是摩西真正所得出的能力是什么
But the real power Moses acquired
简明书记第十一章里面
And Deuteronomy 11 we are told
我们知道那个时候在以色列许多人的中间
At that time there were many people among God's people
也有一点闲杂的人
And there were a mixed multitude there
因为当以色列人出埃及的时候
Because when they came out of Egypt, there was a group that's non-Jew. Because they witnessed the power of God. Therefore, they followed them up. These people in the wilderness, they ate manna every day. And they were tired of manna. And so they murmured.
他们要吃肉
They want to eat meat
他们觉得这个玛纳太平坦了
And he said the manna is too common
所以他们因着他们这样的发出这个贪欲的心
And because they have this wrong appetite
就影响了整个以色列的营
And they influenced the whole camp
哎呀一家一家的人
One tribe, one family, one family
都坐在帐篷的门口在那里哭啊
And they sit in front of the tent, they were crying.
我们要吃肉，我们要吃肉。
We want to eat meat, we want to eat meat.
他们向摩西讨肉吃。
And they asked Moses to give them meat to eat.
当他们这样做的时候，神就发怒。
After they have done this, God was angry, in anger.
摩西就挤在中间。
And Moses was caught in the middle.
以色列的百姓在哪里哭要吃肉。
The Israelites pleaded for meat.
神又在哪里发怒。
And God was in anger.
摩西在中间实在没有办法。
And Moses was caught in the middle, he was very helpless.
所以他就对神说。
And he said to God,
神是他说神啊。
He said, God,
你为什么把这个百姓托给我呢？
Why do you entrust these people unto me?
叫我抱着他们像抱孩子一样。
So I'm a mother who nurses a babe.
我实在吃不消了。
I cannot do it.
你还是叫我死了算了。
You better let me die.
叫我不要看见、听见这些的哭声。
So I will not have to hear all this murmuring.
你这个我实在没有办法。
I cannot take it.
神怎么说呢？
God, what does God answer?
神说好。
God said yes.
我会给他们吃肉。
I'll give them meat to eat.
你如果觉得担当不了的话
，If you cannot, if you do not think you can bear this responsibility.
你叫以色列七十个长老来。
You call the 70 elders among the Israelites.
都跑到会幕的门口。
They ask them to come before the tent of the
meeting. 我要把所赐给你在你身上的灵分给他。
I'll give the spirit that's in you distributed among the 70.
神就把他赐给摩西的灵。
God used the spirit that was given to Moses.
把他分给七十个人。
He distributed that spirit among the 70.
叫七十个人与摩西一同来带领百姓。
And so the 70s, along with Moses, they can lead the Israelites.
究竟这个圣灵的能力有没有加增呢？
Now, as far as this power of the spirit, is there an increase there?
没有加增。
No increase.
不过把给摩西的圣灵分给七十个人。
The spirit that was on Moses now is distributed among the 70.
本来摩西一个人就神的灵在他的身上。
Before, formerly, Moses alone possessed that spirit.
这个灵叫他够能带领百姓。
This spirit enables Moses to be able to lead the Israelites.
但是因为他自己在那里好像失气了。
Because he was discouraged.
所以神说好。
God said, okay.
我不加增我的灵。
I will not
increase.
Increase.
我的灵。
I will not increase my spirit.
因为我给你灵已经够了。
Because the spirit I've given to you is sufficient.
我就把赐给你的灵分给七十个人。
So I use the spirit I gave to you distributed among the 70.
叫他能与你一同来服侍。
So they can all serve together with you.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
摩西侍奉神的能力。
The power of Moses.Service,
乃是圣灵的能力。
It is the service, the power of the Spirit.
从前他是靠着自己的能力。
Before he was relying on himself.
但是现在他自己的能力没有了。
Now his natural strength exhausted.
他就靠着圣灵的能力来带领以色列的百姓。
Now he relied on the power of the Holy Spirit to lead the Israelites.
我们再来看祭司的侍奉。
And we will look at the ministry or service of the priests.
我们知道所有会幕和会幕的一切的东西。
We know all the tabernacle and all the furnishing in the tabernacle.
都要照着山上的样式来建造。
They all have to be built and constructed according to the pattern on the mountain.
把这个帐篷建造好了。
After the tabernacle was built.
把帐篷里面一件一件的家具都已经造好，并且放好了。
And all the furnishings were prepared and brought into the tent.
但是呢
But
虽然帐幕是有了
Even though we have the tabernacle
虽然里面那些的家具都有了
We also have the furniture inside the tent
但是这整个的帐幕是默静无声的
But the whole thing was in complete silence
没有一点的活动
And there's no life in it
一直等到
It was until
把膏油来抹帐幕和里头每一件的东西
until the tent and the furnishings were sprinkled with oil
anointed
with oil
把这个膏油啊把它抹在每一件东西上
until the whole tabernacle all the furnitures were anointed with oil
然后呢把这个圣膏油啊浇在亚伦的头上
then use the holy oil to anoint Aaron's head
亚伦已经穿上了祭司的礼服了
Aaron already put on the priestly garment
但是他不能侍奉
but he could not serve
他要等到膏油浇在他的头上
he had to wait until the anointing was upon him
然后用膏油掺着血
and then the anointing and with blood
掺在亚伦和他儿子的衣服上
and sprinkle on Aaron and his son
这样你就看见他们开始侍奉
Then they can begin to serve.
帐幕整个的帐幕就活动起来了
And then the whole tabernacle becomes alive.
一切的家具都发生功用了
And all the furniture be able to function now.
祭司就进到帐幕的里面
The priest would enter into the temple.
他就在祭坛上献祭
And there all he offered sacrifices.
他在洗桌盆洗手洗脚
And he washed himself in the basin.
他到圣所里去点灯
He went into the holy place to light up the candlestick
他在金灯金橙色饼的桌子上放这个橙色的饼
and on the showbread table he put the showbread there
他就点香在金香坛上献香
and he lightened the altar incense
然后大祭司一年一次进到那个帐幕的后面至圣所来赎罪
and then the high priest would enter into the holy of holiestto make atonement for the nation
在幔子的背后
within the veil
他为以色列人赎罪
within the veil he plead atonement for God's
people 你看见整个的帐幕
you see the whole tabernacle
整个的祭司的制度
the whole priesthood system
马上就活起来了
become alive
变成有侍奉
and there is ministry
这个是根据那个膏油的涂抹
this is based on the anointing oil
如果没有膏油的涂抹
if there's no anointing of oil
虽然有帐幕
even though there is a tent of tabernacle
和里头的器具
and all the furnishing
虽然有祭司
even though there's priesthood
有亚伦和他的儿子
there was Aaron and his son
但是我们看见没有侍奉
but there is no service
一直等到膏油膏了
until the anointing come upon them
然后一起都活过来
then everything came alive even though there's priesthood
有亚伦和他的儿子
there was Aaron and his son
但是我们看见没有侍奉
but there is no service
一直等到膏油膏了
until the anointing come upon them
然后一起都活过来
then everything came alive
神就得着侍奉
then God was served
我们记得在民数记的里面
we know in the book of Leviticus
亚伦有两个儿子
Aaron has two sons
拿德和亚比胡
Nadab and Abihu
他们喝醉了酒了
and they drink wine
因为喝醉了酒了
because they drink wine they were drunk they were drunk
所以结果怎样呢
and what did they do
圣经说他们用燔火去点香烧香
and then we are told they use strange fire to burn incense
烧香啊乃是祷告的意思
burning incense means pray
烧香也是敬拜的意思
Burning incense is also worship.
当然，做祭司的人应当烧香。
Of course, if you're a priest, you ought to burn incense.
应当敬拜。
You ought to worship.
应当祷告。
You ought to pray.
但是他们用燔火来点这个香。
But they use strange fire to burn the incense.
结果有火从神那里出来，把他们烧死。
Then fire came from God and consumed them.
因为什么呢
？Why?
因为当祭司啊要烧香的时候。
When priests burn incense,
这个火必须从祭坛上的火取过来。
The fire must be obtained from the altar.
在利未记第九章里告诉我们。
In Leviticus chapter 9, we are told.
当他们把祭物放在祭坛上的时候。
When they put the sacrifice on the altar,
就有火从天上降下来。
Fire descending from heaven, come
来烧这个祭物。
And burn and consume the sacrifice.
所以祭坛上的火是从天上降下来的。
So therefore, the fire on the altar came down from heaven.
这个火是昼夜不息的。
This fire burns day and night.
你不能用燔火来烧燔祭。
You cannot use strange fire to burn a sacrifice.
你必定要用那天上来的火来焚烧的。
You must use the heavenly fire to consume it, to burn it.
现在你要烧香，也得用这个火来烧香。
Now you want to burn incense, you must take fire from the altar.
在预表的上面。
In type.
燔火就是代表我们天然的热心。
The natural, the strange fire represents our natural zeal
我们天然的能力
our natural strength
圣洁的火天上来的火
the heavenly fire the holy fire
就是代表圣灵的能力
it represents the power of the Holy Spirit
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
今天我们在那里侍奉神的时候
when we are serving God
我们是用我们天然的热情来侍奉神呢
are we using our natural zeal to serve God
或者我们是被基督的爱接离了来侍奉神
or we are constrained by the love of Christ that we serve him
今天我们是用天然我们自己的能力来侍奉神呢
do we use our natural effort and strength to serve him
或者我们靠着那天上来的能力来侍奉神
or rely on the heavenly power and strength to serve him
这是一件很重要的事
this is a very important thing
因为我们的神是圣洁的神
because our God is holy
所以我们不能用燔火来烧香
therefore we cannot use strange fire to burn anything
我们知道在旧约的里面
We know in the Old Testament
无论是做祭司的人
Whether you are a priest
或者做君王的人
Or you are a king
或者做先知的人
Or you are a prophet
他们都得被膏油膏的
They all need to be anointed with oil
因为那个膏油把它分别为圣
Because the anointing separating them
那个膏油叫他有能力来侍奉
Anointing give them power to serve
如果不是膏油的话
If there's no anointing
他就不能做祭司
They cannot be a priest
来侍奉神
They cannot serve God
来献祭
They cannot offer sacrifice
他就不能做君王
They cannot be a king
来为神治理
They cannot be king to manage God's affair
他不能做先知
They cannot be a priest
为神来讲话
And be God's spokesman
因为如果他要为神讲话的话
If they want to speak for God
他就讲自己的话
He will be speaking out of himself
如果他要治理的话
If you want to manage
他就照着自己的意思来治理
He manages according to his own will
如果他要献祭的话
If you want to sacrifice
他也是随着自己来献祭
And he do according to his own will
所以在圣经告诉我们说
So the Bible tells us
必须有膏油
There must be the anointing.
没有膏油的话
If there's no anointing,
不能侍奉
There's no service.
当然我们知道
Of course we know.
膏油在旧约的里面。
In the Old Testament, the anointing oil.
乃是代表圣灵。
It represents the Holy Spirit.
圣的灵。
God's Spirit.
圣灵的能力。
The power of Spirit.
所以我们到了新约的时候。
When it comes to the New Testament,
我们看见。
We see
我们的主耶稣。
We see our Lord Jesus.
我们的主耶稣是一个模范的仆人。
Our Lord Jesus is a model servant.
在全宇宙的中间。
In the whole universe.
这一个仆人是一个完全的仆人。
This servant is a perfect servant.
我们的主不但是因着圣灵而生的。
Our Lord Jesus was not only was born by the Holy Spirit.
并且我们看见到他三十岁的时候
and when he was at the age of 30
他就到约旦河受约翰的洗
he went to the river Jordan to be baptized by John
天就开了
and the heavens opened
圣灵就像鸽子一样
and the Holy Spirit like a dove
就降在他的身上
descending upon him
如果你看原文的话
if you look at the original
你知道这个圣灵像鸽子一样
the Holy Spirit is like a dove
降在他的身上
came upon him
不但降在他的身上
not only descend upon him
并且住在他的里面
but abide in him
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
为什么圣灵在这里像鸽子一样呢
why the Holy Spirit is like a dove
因为当我们的主到约旦河去受洗的时候
when our Lord went to Jordan to be baptized
他乃是把自己献上
he was offering himself up
愿意为着我们的罪来做代替
He wants to be an offering as our sacrifice for us
所以神就接受了他
And God accepted his offering
圣灵降下来像鸽子一样
And the Holy Spirit came down like a dove
我们都知道在旧约的时候
We know in the Old Testament
一个人如果很贫穷的话
If a person is very poor
他没有办法献牛献羊
He cannot offer a lamb or an ox
所以他就在神面前献鸽子
And he can only offer a dove
鸽子是穷人的祭物
dove is the offering of the poorest
我们的主在这里做穷人的祭物
our Lord Jesus became poor for us
如果我们感觉我们是贫穷的
if we realize we are poor
他就是我们的祭物
he is our sacrifice
圣灵降在他的身上
Holy Spirit came upon him
住在他的里面
remain upon him
叫他能在神的面前做我们的代替
and so that he can be a sacrifice on our behalf
圣经也告诉我们说
the Bible also tells us
他满有圣灵
he was full of the spirit
他不但有圣灵的经历
he not only had a experience of the spirit
并且他满有圣灵
he was full of spirit
你知道这个不同的
there's a difference there
被圣灵充满
To be filled with the Spirit,
那是一个经历,
that is an experience.
但是满有圣灵,
but full Spirit,
那是一种的光景,
is a condition.
许多的时候,
oftentimes,
我们也许有一点圣灵充满的
心灵, often we may have the experience of the feeling of the Spirit.
但是这个经历, 是暂时的。
But this experience is temporal.
你不能说三年前我被圣灵充满,
you cannot say 3 years ago I was filled by the Spirit.
那今天你有没有被圣灵充满呢?
Today, are you filled with the Spirit?
在美国常常有人介绍
in US people often introduce
这个是被你圣灵充满的人
this person is filled with the spirit
你问问他
you ask him
什么时候你被圣灵充满
you ask when you were filled with the spirit
十年前
10 years ago
今天是不是被圣灵充满就不管了
today whether he's filled with the spirit is not important to him
你要看见圣灵不但是我们需要有经历
We not only need experience of the Holy Spirit,
并且我们要满有圣灵。
We must full of spirit.
这是我们日常的光景。
This be our daily condition.
我们的主耶稣满有圣灵。
Our Lord Jesus was full of spirit.
就被圣灵吹出到旷野的里面。
And the spirit led him into the wilderness.
来受魔鬼的试探。
To be tempted by the devil.
为什么原因呢
？Why?
因为他要起来。
Because he is going to
要做神的工作
he is going to do God's work
他要把那装饰家里的东西要抢夺过来
he wants to take away from that strong man his possession
所以他是要把那个装饰捆起来
therefore he wants to bind the strong man first
他在旷野的里面
in the wilderness
与仇敌在那里征战
he had conflict with the enemy
因着他胜过了魔鬼。
Because he overcame the devil.
圣经怎么说？
The Bible says.
当他从旷野回来的时候。
When he returned from the wilderness.
他充满了圣灵的能力。
He was full of the power of the Spirit.
圣灵已经在他的身上。
The Spirit is already upon him.
现在经过那个挑战。
Through the challenge.
那个能力就彰显出来。
And the power was released.
所以他来到这个拿撒勒的地方。
And so he came to Nazareth.
到了一个安息日。
And on the Sabbath,
他就进到会堂里面。
He went to into the synagogue.
照着平常的规矩。
And he do it as he often do.
他就站起来了。
He stood.
他要念神的话。
He wanted to read God's word.
你知道在犹太的会堂里头。
You know, in the Jewish synagogue,
有相当的自由。
You do have certain amount of liberty.
相当的开放。
It's quite free.
如果有什么人来了
If anybody comes,
你可以站起来
You can stand,
那么别人就把圣经就寄给你
And someone will give you the Old Testament,
你可以念
You can read,
我们的主耶稣站起来了
And our Lord stood,
他要念
And he read,
所以广欢会堂的人就把以赛亚书交给他
And then the synagogue keeper brought him the book of Isaiah,
主耶稣就把他找到以赛亚
And he opened the book of Isaiah.
他就在那里念这个以赛亚书。
And he read the book of Isaiah.
那里是告诉我们这样说。
And it says there,
主的灵在我身上。
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
因为他用膏膏我。
Because he has anointed me.
叫我传福音给贫穷的人。
To preach the gospel to the poor.
差遣我报告被掳的得释放。
He has sent.He has to preach the deliverance to the captive.
瞎眼的得看见。
Recover sight to the blind.
叫那受压制的得自由。
To set liberty those who are oppressed.
报告神悦纳人的喜宴。
To preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
把这个书卷关起来了之后。
And he closed the book.
他说这个话今天应验在你们中间。
He said, this word is now fulfilled in your midst.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们的主耶稣那三年多的光中时间中。
In the 3.5 years of our Lord Jesus.
他在那里传道
he was preaching
他是靠着什么能力来传道呢
what kind of power he relied for his preaching
主的灵在他的身上
the spirit was upon him
神用膏油来膏了他
the spirit anointed him
所以他能把福音传给贫穷的人
therefore he has the gospel to preach to the poor
神能叫被掳的得着释放
and for those who are captive to set them free
叫瞎眼的能看见
those blind can regain sight
报告神
And Peter went to the house of Cornelius.
当他在哥尼流家里的时候
And he was in the home.
他也是告诉哥尼流那里的人说
And he told Cornelius family.
他说我们的主他是借着圣灵在那里工作
Our Lord was relying on the Spirit for his work.
他就周游各城各乡
He went from village to village.
他在那里行好事
And he was doing good.
赶鬼医病
And heal and deliver people from demon possession.
这是众人所知道
And everybody, we are all witnesses.
所以我们知道我们的主在地上他的侍奉完全是在圣灵的能力下
And so we notice that our Lord's servant is all in the power of the Spirit.
我们的主他钉十字架
Our Lord was crucified.
希伯来书怎么告诉我们
How does Hebrew tell us?
他是借着永远的灵
By the eternal spirit
他把自己献上当作一个祭物
He offered himself up as a sacrifice
无瑕无疵
Without blame, without spot
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
连我们的主耶稣上十字架也是靠着永远的灵
Even when our Lord Jesus went to the cross He went by the power of the Spirit
当然我们的主从死里复活是借着圣洁的灵
Of course when our Lord rose from the dead He was risen by the Holy Spirit
罗马第一章
Romans 1
甚至于你看使徒行传的时候
So when come to the book of Acts
他在那里吩咐他的门徒也是靠着圣灵在那里吩咐他
He also asked his disciples to rely on the Spirit for their service
我们的主一生就与圣灵发生直接的关系。
So our Lord's life is very linked up with the Holy Spirit.
一生与圣灵有密切的关系。
Intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit.
他所有的侍奉都是靠着圣灵和圣灵的能力。
All his service will rely by the Spirit.
他说：“我凭着自己不能做什么。”
He said, "I can do nothing by myself."
我凭着自己，我也不能说什么。
By myself, I can say nothing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这一个就是主给我们看见那个侍奉的榜样
This is the example the Lord showed us what service really means
我们、看见我们的主升天了
We see the Lord ascend into heaven
他就告诉他的门徒说
And he told the disciples
你们要等在耶路撒冷
You must wait in Jerusalem
直到圣灵降临在你们身上
Until the Holy Spirit comes upon you
你们就要得着能力
And you will receive power
为我做见证
And you shall be witnesses to me
所以门徒就回到耶路撒冷
And therefore disciples return to Jerusalem
他们有十天的功夫在那里祷告
And they spend 10 days praying
一直等到五旬节的那一天
Until the day of Pentecost
圣灵就降在他们身上
And the Holy Spirit came down upon them
他们就受了圣灵的洗
And they were baptized in the Spirit
成了一个身体
they became a body
开始就为主做见证
and they began to be witnesses for the Lord
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
或者我们要问一个问题
we maybe have to ask a question
这些的门徒
these disciples
他们与我们的主在一起有三年多之久
they were with the Lord himself for 3 years
当然他们听见主许多的教训
they heard many of the Lord's instructions
他们也看见主许多的工作
they witnessed the Lord's work
他们与主日夜在一起
and they were with the Lord day and night
看见我们的主的生活
they saw the life of the Lord Jesus
并且当我们的主钉十字架他们也知道
and even the crucifixion of the Lord they knew about it
虽然只有约翰在十字架的底下
and even though it was John was the only one who was at the foot of the cross
其他的门徒都逃走了
the rest all scattered
但是这个事实是清楚的
but the fact and the reality was there
主耶稣复活他们也知道
the resurrection of the Lord Jesus they also knew about it
他们不但听见
not only heard
他们亲眼看见复活的
but they saw the Lord himself
你想这样的人
you see these people
当然可以做见证
they ought to be witnesses
他们也看见了
they saw
他们也听见了
they heard
为什么主说
Why the Lord say?
你们要在耶路撒冷。
You have to return to Jerusalem.
等圣灵降临。
We wait until the coming of the Holy Spirit.
你们就要得到能力。
Then you receive power.
为我作见证。
Be witnesses to me.
有没有这个需要呢？
Is there such a need?
我们以为说我们已经看见了。
We assume we saw.
我们已经听见了。
We assume we heard.
为什么不能马上就从耶路撒冷、撒玛利亚以及地基为主作见证
？Why can we not begin to witness for him?
难道还不够吗
Is not sufficient
主说
The Lord say
还不够
It's not sufficient
你们还是要等候圣灵的能力
You must wait for the power of the Holy Spirit
然后你们要去做我的见证
Then you will become my witnesses
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
你在这里看见
Here we see
虽然我们自己有了经历了
Even though we have some experience
我们经历了主了
We experienced the Lord
我们看见他了
We saw him
我们听见他了
We heard him
但是许多的时候
But oftentimes
我们说不出了
We cannot convey
许多的时候
oftentimes
我们说出来
what we speak
人也不相信
they will not believe us
我们没有能力
we don't have power
我们需要圣灵的能力
we need the power of the Holy Spirit
叫我们的见证是有能力的见证
so our witnessing will be powerful witnessing
叫我们这个人成为有能力的见证人
so that we will be a powerful witness for the Lord
所以我们知道
So we know,
今天我们要侍奉神的话
if we are to serve God today,
我们必须要靠着圣灵的能力
we need to rely on the power of the Holy Spirit
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
除了圣灵的能力之外
apart from the power of the Holy Spirit,
不需任何掺杂的力量
God will not allow any mixture there
说到这里
when it comes to this point,
我想要与弟兄姊妹交通一点关乎圣灵的洗的事情
Our brother will have to share this matter about the baptism of the Holy Spirit
因为我知道这个事情在神的儿女中间是一个很混乱的一件事
I know this issue is quite confusing among God's people
我愿意靠主主的恩典与弟兄姊妹交通一点。
By God's grace, I would like to share a little bit.
我盼望你能打开你的心来接受。
I hope you open your heart to receive it.
如果我所交通的与你过去所学习的不同，
If what I share is not in agreement with yours,
我盼望你把我所交通的带到神的面前。
But I wish you would take what I share and bring it before the Lord.
你到神面前去寻求神。
You go and seek the Lord.
如果是出于神的，你接受。
If it's of the Lord, you receive it.
如果不是出于神的，你不要接受。
If it's not the Lord, it's all right.
我盼望弟兄姊妹知道说。
I hope you would understand.
我没有意思要把我自己一点点的灵慧要勉强加在弟兄姊妹的身上。
Our Father has no intention to use his views to impose upon you.
不过我知道这件事情太纷乱了。
But I believe this issue is very confusing.
所以我愿意趁着这个机会就交通一点。
So I want to use the opportunity to share a little bit.
严格地说了。
Strictly speaking,
我们所谓圣灵的洗礼。The baptism of the Holy Spirit.
What we mean by the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
这一个名词在圣经里头是没有的。
This term we do not find in the scripture.
当然在中文里头就很难。
But in Chinese we find a difficulty there.
我们中文说圣灵的洗。
In Chinese there is the translation there.
Baptism
of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit.
但是我们知道在原文的里面。
But in the original.
乃是在圣灵里受洗。
It means baptized.In the Spirit,
或者用圣灵来洗
or baptized with the Spirit.
不是圣灵的洗 baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, it's not the baptism of the Spirit.
因为什么原因呢？
The reason,
因为我们在圣灵里面受洗
because we are baptized.In the Spirit,
是我们的元首基督用圣灵来替我们施洗。
It's because the Head baptizes us in the Spirit.
不过我想，这个名字也不是那么重要。
Now, some of the terms may not be that important.
要紧的，你要知道里面的东西。
What we should know is the content.
所以我们但是就用圣灵的洗了。
So let's use the baptism of the Spirit.
今天在一般神的儿女的中间
Among God's people today
对圣灵的洗可以说有两个不同的看法
There are two different views about the baptism of the Holy Spirit
当然里面还有许多的枝枝节节
Now of course there are many other aspects of that
但是主要的是两个不同的看法
But basically there are two different views
有一种的看法就是说
One view put it this way
你信耶稣得救了
After you're saved
但是呢，你需要第二次的经历。
You need a second experience.
你需要第二次的祝福。
You need a second blessing.
第一次的祝福叫你蒙恩得救。
The first blessing, you receive salvation.
但是得救了之后
，After you are saved,
你要追求第二次的祝福。
You must seek a second blessing.
那就是受圣灵的洗。
That is the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
你受了圣灵的洗
，After you receive the baptism
of
the Spirit,
你就有能力了。
Then you will have power.
这样你。你就可以好好地做基督徒了。
And then you can be a good Christian.
那么有人甚至于这样说。
And some even put it this way.
如果你没有受圣灵的洗的话
，If you have not have the baptism of the Holy Spirit,
根本你这个人没有圣灵。
You have no life. You don't have the life.
你没有圣灵。
You have no spirit.
你虽然有生命，但是你没有圣灵。
You have life, but you do not have this Holy Spirit.
你必定要受圣灵的洗，你才有圣灵。
You must receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit in order to have the Holy Spirit.
当然，有的人说，不是这样的。
But some people say it's not so.
你可以有圣灵。
You can have the Holy Spirit.
但是你没有被圣灵充满。
But you may not be filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以我们需要圣灵的洗。
So therefore, we need the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
有的人说，你受圣灵的洗有什么凭据呢
？And some say, what are some of the evidences that you have been baptized in this of the Spirit?
有什么记号呢
？What are some of the signs?
有人说，受圣灵的洗记号就是说方言。
And some say, after you've been baptized by the Spirit, you will be able to speak in tongues.
如果你不说方言，你没有受圣灵的洗。
If you do not speak in tongues, you have not had the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
那么有的人就比较温和一点。
And some people are a little bit more moderate.
你知道，在五旬聚会里面。
And people among the Pentecostals.
他说，你不说方言就没有受圣灵的洗。
He said, if you do not speak in tongues, you do not have the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
但是在 在那个新五星界的运动里面。
But in the new charismatic movement.
他们就说的婉转一点。
They have a different way of putting it.
你可以受圣灵的洗礼而不说方言。
You can have the baptism of the Holy Spirit without not speaking in tongues.
但是方言是方便你，你为什么不说呢？
And the tongue is available to you. Why won't you speak in tongues?
所以可以说是换汤不换药。
So in other words, you change the water, but you do not change the ingredients.
但是就说你如果受了圣灵的洗礼，
so if you have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit,
你就得着属灵的恩赐。
You receive spiritual gifts.
那你用这些的恩赐，你就可以起来侍奉神。
And when you receive this gift, then you can begin to serve God.
这样看的人，
for those people with this view,
往往是重在。
They often put their emphasis on the things or doing the things for God. They forget the spirit of service, the great, the person who served.
这样主张的人,
this kind of people,
我只能大概地说了,
I can only put it in a general term.
当然有例外的了,
of course, the exception.
不过大概地说了,
in general,
这样主张的人,
this kind of people,
他是重在侍奉的事,
their emphasis is on the work.
他们常常忽略这个侍奉的人,
they often ignore the one who serves, the person.
所以在他们的生命上就缺少恩典,
so in their life, they come short of grace.
结果怎样呢?
What was the result?
他们的恩赐虽然大,
even though they have great gifts,
他们虽然能做一些事情,
even though they have do something, they can do something,
但是常常因为人不对,
because the person was wrong,
所以他们把他们所建造的全部都拆毁,
therefore in the end they destroy their own work.
这是美中不足的地方,
this is aShortcoming of the people of this people of this view.
还有一方面的人怎么说呢?
There's another view.
他说，当你信主耶稣的时候，
after you receive the Lord,
你就受了圣灵的洗。
You already received the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵不但把基督的生命放在你的里面。
The Holy Spirit not only give you the life of Christ.
并且基督就把你进到圣灵里面去
and Christ,
用圣灵来把你进到身体里面
Christ also used the Spirit to baptize you into him
所以你一信主的时候
once the moment you believe
你就受了圣灵的洗礼
you already received the baptism of the Holy Spirit
五旬节不能重复
you cannot repeat Pentecost
因为五旬节圣灵的洗礼是教会的，不是个人。
Because the baptism of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost is for the church, not for the individual.
乃是历史性。
It is historical in nature.
所以我们所有信主的人已经受了圣灵的洗礼。
So all those who are in the Lord, we already received the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
现在你所需要的。
What we need now,
要注意住在你里面的圣灵。
We need to focus on the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
来顺服圣灵在里头的引导。
Obey the anointing from within.
这样的话，你自然而然有生命的流露。
Then if we do that, we will have the outflow of that life.
你就可以有能力来侍奉神。
Then we'll have the power to serve God.
不错，这一种的说法。
Of course, this view
也有它的难处。
It has its difficulty.
他因为追求在里面与主的亲近。
Because they emphasize on the inner life with the Lord within.
所以在里面对于主有相当的认识。
And so inwardly they do have some knowledge of the Lord himself.
但是很多的时候。
But oftentimes.
虽然在里面是满满的。
Even though inside they are full.
但是流不出来。
But cannot flow out.
好像都关在他的里面一样。
It's all shut in.
他没有这个能力来交通出来。
There is no power to release what they have inside.
好像这水池里头水是进满了。
So it's a water reservoir. There's plenty of water there.
但是没有管子把它流出来。
But there's no pipe to release the water.
这样叫人也得不着恩典。
And because that people cannot receive grace and help from them.
甚至于在这样的人中间
even among this kind of people,
有人就轻看了第一种人的那个观念
and they look down the first
people that hold the first view.
他们说这些人受圣灵的洗不过是情感而已。
And he said those who are baptized by the Spirit is an emotional experience.
外面兴奋兴奋。
It's very external excitement.
根本也没有什么价值。
There's no value in it.
亲爱的弟兄
姊妹。Brothers and sisters.
这是今天对圣灵的洗两种相反的说法。
These are the two views about the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
真理在哪里呢？
Where lies the truth?
真理就是两个都有。
Truth includes both views.
真理是告诉我们说，
The truth teaches us.
不错。
True.
就做严格的圣经的教训来说
According to the strict teaching of the Bible
是我们在信主的时候已经受了圣灵的洗
It is true when we believe we receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit
怎么知道呢
How do we know
如果你知道圣灵的洗的意义
If you know the meaning of the baptism of the Holy Spirit
你就知道
You will know.
许多的人对于圣灵的洗的意义不清楚。
Because most people they are not familiar with the meaning of the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
我们一讲到圣灵的洗
the moment we mention the baptism of the Holy Spirit,
我们就想到那个火焰
we think of fire.
我们想到那一阵大风
we think of the wind.
换一句话说
In other words,
五旬节是什么呢
What is Pentecost?
五旬节就是风和火
Pentecost is the fire and wind.
就是看得见的听得见。
It's what you can hear and what you can see.
这个是五旬节。
That is Pentecost.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这个不过五旬节外面的那一种的现象。
But that is just the external manifestation of Pentecost.
五旬节真正的意义在哪里呢
？But the true where lies the true meaning of Pentecost.
按说圣经的教训。
According to the biblical teaching.
五旬节真正的教训是两。
The teaching of Pentecost is in two ways. Comes in two ways.
你记得彼得怎么说呢
？You know how Peter puts it.
他说：“你们今天所看见的。”
He said, "What you see today."
你们今天所听见的。
What you hear today.
是告诉你们一件事。
It tells you one thing.
神已经高举了耶稣。
God has already exalted His Son, the Lord Jesus.
已经立他为主为基督了。
And He has made Him both Lord and Christ.
什么是圣灵的洗呢
？What is the baptism of the Holy Spirit?
圣灵的洗是叫我们看见耶稣是主。
The baptism of the Holy Spirit to let us see that Christ is Lord.
给我们看见他是我们的头，我们的元首。
So that we will see that He is our head.
什么是圣灵的洗呢
？What is the baptism of the Holy Spirit?
到了哥林多前书第十二章里面。
When it comes to 1 Corinthians 12,
他说我们在一个灵里面浸成一个身体。
In one spirit, we're all baptized into one body.
不拘是犹太人，是希利人。
Whether Jews or Greeks,
我们也都隐喻一位圣灵。
And we all partook of the same spiritual drink.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
乃是圣灵把我们浸成一个身体。
Holy Spirit baptized us into the one body.
我们本来是一个一个单独的人。
Before, formerly, we were all individuals.
但是现在呢
？But now,
圣灵把我们浸成一个身体。
The Holy Spirit baptized us into a body.
我们成了这个身体上的肢体了。
We all become a member of the body of this body.
圣灵的洗就是做这两件事。
The baptism of the Holy Spirit.Has these two aspects.
一面叫我们看见基督是我们的头。
One on one hand, we see that Christ is our head.
一面是给我们看见我们是彼此做肢体。
On the other hand, we see that we are members one of another.
这个是圣灵的洗的意义。
This is the meaning of the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
风和火不过是临时的现象。
The fire and the wind are just the active.The temporal phenomenon.
所以我们不要在那里只注意那个风和火。
So we should not dwell on the fire on the wind.
我们要注意那个属灵的实际。
We must dwell on the spiritual substance that are there.
是不是很稀奇的？
Is that strange?
当你得救了之后
After you're saved
在你的里面
inwardly,
你就看见耶稣是主吗
you recognize that Jesus is Lord
是不是在你的里面
is it in, inside
你
you
你觉得在凡事上要遵循他的旨意
you know inwardly that you must please him in all things
虽然你不一定遵循他的旨意
you may not do all he wants you to do
但是你里面很清楚
but you know inside
如果你不遵循他的旨意
but you do not do his will
你不让耶稣做你的主
if you will not allow him to be Lord
你里面没有平安
you have no peace within
圣灵在哪里告诉你说
the Holy Spirit is saying to you
耶稣是主
the Holy Spirit is saying Christ is Lord
是不是我们都有这样的经验呢
isn't that we all have this experience
是不是我们信主了之后
after we see, receive the Lord
看见一个信主的人
and you look at the Lord one who believe
你从来也没有碰到过他
you never met before
一介入骨 when you一看见修香
once you look you saw you have an impression you knew each other long ago
好像你与他里面有一个联系在那
as though there is an inward invisible link there
是不是呢
isn't that true
为什么你有这个感觉呢
why we have this feeling
因为你在身体的里面
because you are in the body of Christ
如果你不在身体的里面
if you are not in the body
你不会有这个感觉
you have all this feeling
是不是
isn't it true
所以你要看见说
so you will see
严格地说了
strictly speaking
我们信主的时候
after we believe
我们不但因着圣灵重生了
we are not only born by the spirit
并且我们在圣灵里头进到一个身体里面
and in the spirit we enter into the body
就着真理来讲
as far as true is concerned
神照着他的旨意把我们安排在这个身体的里面
according to God's sovereignty he arranges into the body of Christ
因为对于我们每一个人神有他的旨意
because in each one of us in each one of us God has his will
圣灵就随着他的意思给我们每一个肢体有相当的恩赐
therefore the Holy Spirit gives grace gives gifts to each of the member
你不能想象说一个身体出来了
you cannot imagine here is the body
但是呢这个肢体呀、啊、没有功能的
and the members they have no usefulness
神给我们眼睛
God give us sight
神又给我们能看的能力
God also give us the seeing ability
神给我们手
God give us hand
神就给那个手有拿的
And God also gives that hand the ability to hold and to handle things.
所以就说真理来讲
As far as truth is concerned,
就说神在基督里为我们所做成的来讲
As far as all that the Lord has accomplished for us,
我们所有神蒙神成就的人
All those who belong to the Lord,
我们都在基督的身体里面
We are all in the body of Christ.
我们每一个人是不同的肢体
We are all different. We are all different members.
你不要在那里羡慕别人
So do not try to copy another person.
是神把你放在那个肢体上。
God put you there.
并且神也按照你这个肢体的功用，给你圣灵的恩赐。
God also, according to the work He entrusts you, give you grace.
恩赐已经在你的里面了。
Gifts are already there.
这一个是客观的真理。
This is objective truth.
我们要把这客观的真理抓住。
We must hold on to that truth.
现在我们要跑到主观的经历里来。
Now let's bring into our subjective experience.
不错，就做基督的工作来说。
As far as the work of Christ.
我们已经在基督的身体里了。
We are already in the body of Christ.
我们也已经领受了圣灵的恩赐。
We already have been received the gift of the Holy Spirit.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
要我们真正地活在身体的里面
If we are to really live in the body
要我们真正地运用圣灵的恩赐
If we really to make use of the gift that we have received
我们需要来经历圣灵的充满
We need to experience the fullness of the filled with Holy Spirit
圣灵的洗是一次
The baptism of the Holy Spirit is once.
永远不重复的。
It can never be repeated again.
你如果读《使徒行传》的话
If you read the book of Acts,
你看见用到圣灵的洗
If you take the term the baptism of the Spirit,
只有两个地方。
Only twice in the book.
一个是五旬节
One is on the day of Pentecost.
一个是哥尼流的家。
And the other place in the homes of Cornelius.
这两个不是两次，是一次。
Those two times are not really two times, but actually one time.
因为五旬节是犹太人。
Because
the Pentecost, day of Pentecost is for the Jew, it was for the Jew. And the house of Cornelius was for the Gentiles. Therefore, in that one baptism, we enter into the one body. Not just the Jew, not just the Greek. So here we see the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We become the body.
这个名字,名词,从此之后,你不看见。
So this term will not repeat it again in the Bible.
在使徒行传里头,你没有看见。
You do not find it in the book of Acts.
不错,在哥林多前书12章里再有一次。
Of course, in 1 Corinthians 12, mentioned it again.
因为他要解说这个圣灵的洗。
Because it's there to explain the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
那么在使徒行传里,你看见的那些是什么呢?
Now, what do we find there in the book of Acts?
他用另外一个字。
They use another word. It means fill with the Spirit.
不用洗,用充满.
It's not the word baptism, but fill.
洗是团体的.
Baptism is corporate.
充满是个人.
To be filled is individual.
洗只有一次.
Baptism only took place once.
充满可以多少次.
To be filled is to be frequent.
充满就是把洗的那个客观的真理变成你主观的真理。
To be filled is to take the objective baptism of the Holy Spirit into our subjective experience.
所以我很喜欢这个解说。
So I often like this explanation.
你知道这个不过离开现在恐怕10年左右。
Maybe this is about within the last 10 years or so.
这一个说法还是先是从天主教那一班神学家里头出来。This
explanation came from the Catholic theologians.
你知道在天主教里头许多人受了圣灵。You
know, in the Catholic Church, many have received the Holy Spirit.
当他们受了圣灵之后。After
they received the Holy Spirit.
他们中间也有一些神学家在那里解说这个事情。And
there were theologians trying to explain this phenomenon.
他就告诉人说。They
tell people.
你们今天的经历。
What you have experienced today is not really something new. You activate what was originally that was there. Activating.
意思说已经在那里了。
Something that was already there.
但是是dormant,这个现在哪里。
Yeah, it's dormant.
现在你
So what was there before and now it's been activated. So you are not seeking a new experience. So you only allow what the Lord has given to you a rekindle, reactivate
it
again. As though you received the gift at that moment. But that gift had already given to you long ago. But now you're just simply activating your gift. And now you can use this gift to serve God. Brothers and sisters, so we must see. We are here serving God. The manifestation of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, manifestation of the Holy Spirit, comes in two different ways. One is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. The indwelling power of the Holy Spirit is the power of life. One is the outpouring power of the Holy Spirit. This power is the power of gift. But the origin is one.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
圣灵住在我们里面,
the Holy Spirit dwells within.
如果你让他充满你的话,
if you allow him to fill you,
生命就从你里面流露出来,
life will flow out.
这个就是能力,
that is power.
如果今天你接受了圣灵的浇灌,
but today if you receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit,
这个也是圣灵的充满,
it's also the filling of the Spirit.
恩赐就点活过来,
and the gift is now activated.
你知道在原文的里面,
in the original,
圣灵用字是非常仔细的,
the way the Holy Spirit used words
very exact.
你如果看使徒行传的话，
if you look into the book of Acts,
使徒行传用充满这两个字。
It used the word fill.
懂得希腊原文的人，
those who know the Greek,
知道说虽然都是充满，
even though the word is fill,
但是是两个稍微有一点变化的字眼。
But there are two words that are slightly different.
在英文里都翻 fill.
But in English, it's all translated fill.
中文都是充满。
And Chinese the same.
但是呢，在原文的里面是两个稍微有一点 variation, 有一点不同的字眼。
Yeah, but in the origin, there is a slight variation.
一个是 pletho.
One word is pletho.
P-L-E-T-H-O 如果你要把它变成英文的话，
The spelling is P-L-E-T-H-O Pletho
Pletho 这个字是充满，
That word is translated as fill.
这个用在使徒行传第二章第四节，
It's used in Acts 2:4
四章八节，
Acts 4:8
四章三十一节，
Acts 4:31
九章十七节，
Acts 9:17
十三章第九节，
Acts 13:9
当然这个字也用在使徒行传还有其他的地方。
Of course, this word was also used elsewhere.
但是与圣灵没有关系。
But not connected with the Spirit.
所以我只提出与圣灵有关系。
So I mentioned this word that's connected with the Spirit.
这一个字的充满是外面的充满。
This word, the fill that's used in this few verses is from the outpouring, the outside.
Feel from the outside.
Feel from the outside.
Outside.
Yeah, outside.
外面的充满。
It's feeling from the outside.
还有一个字。
Another word. Another word.
Plural.
Plural.
P-L-E-R-O-O. 也是充满。
It also means fill.
使徒行传第二章第二节。
It's to be found in Acts 2:2.
十三章五十二节。
Acts 13:52.
这个充满是里面的充满。
This fill is the feeling within. Feeling.
比方说使徒行传第二章。
For example, in Acts 2.
有一阵大风吹来，充满了这个屋子。
And the wind that filled the house.
这个风啊，充满屋子是充满在里面的。
The wind that filled the house filled inside the house.
他们就被圣灵充满，随着圣灵的恩赐说方言了。
And they were filled with the Spirit and they uttered the tongue.
这个充满是外面。
This fill is from the outside.
因为火焰的石头，像火焰的石头降在他们身上。
Because the tongue of fire were on each of them.
所以你就看见说有里面的充满，有外面的充满。
So we see there's an inward feeling and the outside.Side feeling.
里面的充满是圣灵自己。
The feeling within is the Spirit Himself.
所以我们要顺服他。
Therefore, we have to obey the Holy Spirit.
使徒行传第五章
Acts 5.
告诉我们说
It says there.
神把圣灵赐给那顺服他的人。
God gives Spirit to those who obey.
因为是圣灵自己。
Because it's Spirit Himself.
他是神,
He is God.
我们要顺服他。
We have to obey.
外面浇灌的圣灵,
the outpouring or outfilling of the Spirit.
是圣灵的能力, manifestation, 他的彰显。
It is manifestation of the Spirit.
不是圣灵伟哥的自己。
It's not the Spirit, the person.
乃是他的彰显。
It is manifestation.
所以哥林多前书这样说。
So in 1 Corinthians we have here.
在十四章。
14.
三十二节。
32.
他说先知的灵要服从先知。
The spirit of the prophet obey the prophet.
你看见吗？
Do you see there?
住在你里面的圣灵是圣灵自己。
The indwelling spirit is the spirit himself.
你要顺服他。
You have to obey.
因为他是神。
Because he is God.
但是降在你身上的那个。
But the coming upon of the Holy Spirit.
不是圣灵自己。
It's not the person of the Spirit.
是他的 manifestation, 是他的彰显。
It is the manifestation of the Spirit.
反而他要顺服你的。
And that would have to obey you.
不然的话就乱了。
Otherwise, it will create chaos.
你知道哥林多前书十四章那是教会聚会的时候。
You know, 1 Corinthians 14 refers to the meetings.
那么有人要说方言了。
Yeah, in case somebody wants to speak in tongues.
有人要做先知讲道了。
One wants to prophesy.
他说这个圣灵降在我身上，我没有办法。
He said, the Holy Spirit is upon me, I cannot help it.
我管不住的。
I cannot, I have no control.
我不管。
I don't care.
我要说方言就说了。
If I want to say, I say.
没有人翻我也要说。
If, even though there's no interpretation, I'll do.
因为我管不住自己的。
Because I have no control over myself.
错了。
That's wrong.
先知的灵要顺服先知。
The spirit of the prophet obey the prophet.
这样就能有次次续续的聚会。
And then we can meet in an orderly manner as God's people.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
话虽然是这样说,
even though we have all these words,
但是我盼望我们能看见,
I hope we can really see.
对不起, 我要借用时间了,
maybe I'll borrow a few more minutes.
今天恐怕要借得多了,
maybe I'll borrow more time.
因为我想这个我一定要说的,
I believe I have to share this from my heart.
虽然我们在解说的时候,
When we explain this matter,
我们说有内住的圣灵，有浇灌的圣灵。
So we say there is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
能力有的是里面生命的流露。
The Spirit is the power of life from within.
有的是外面恩赐的运用。
And one is the power to exercise your gift.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
我盼望你不要把这两个分开
I hope you will not separate the two
你知道今天在基督教里的难处就把这两个分开
The problem in the church today is because we're separating these two
因为圣灵只有一位
Because there is only one spirit
这个能力都是从他来的
Because all power comes from him
所以让我们不要把这个分开
So do not separate the two
当我们在那里寻求充满的时候
So when we seek to be filled by the Holy Spirit
也许有的人是里面充满充得那么满就满出来了
So you are so full and there's an overflow
有的人在追求充满的时候
Some people seeking to be filled
你外面在那里浇浇的那么多把里面也浇满了
And you fill you fill from within
不要在那里浇啊你这个缸的口啊灌在那里
Do not put the cap on your vessel
所以你外面好像热热闹闹里面还是冷冷冰冰
even though it, outside you have a lot of excitement but it's empty inside
你只有恩赐没有生命
you have the gift but you have no life
反过来也是一样
on the other hand
如果你寻求里面的充满
if you only seek the infilling within
你不要把门关起来
and you don't shut your door
让它能满出来
allow it to flow out
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
实在说来是一个
strictly speaking it's one
我们要被圣灵充满
we need to be filled by the spirit
在这里我又要引亲爱的弟兄尼特森的话了
here I'll use Brother Nee's words
因为我没有办法说得像他那么清楚
because I cannot say as good as clearly as him particularly with the young people
我们要侍奉神
we want to serve God
青年人光有热心没有用
young people who have only zeal are not adequate
要在生命上切实学习和对付
must learn the actual dealingsin life
开头可以有恩赐的侍奉
in the beginning you may serve with gifts
以后就要逐渐转到生命的侍奉
but later you must gradually grow into life
对青年人要求不能太高
do not over demand the young people
要他们一开头就完全进入生命的侍奉是不可能的。
For them to enter into the true life, full life ministry is not possible.
这需要年日。
It will take time.
这需要实际的经历。
It will need practical experience.
他们开头可以有恩赐的侍奉。
initially they may serve with gifts.
但是不要以此为满足。
But do not be satisfied with that.
要追求达到生命的侍奉。
But must seek the life of service of life.
我想这几句话实在是宝贝。
I believe these few words are very precious.
我们看哥林多前书的时候。
When we look at 1 Corinthians.
我们知道哥林多的教会是满有恩赐的。
We know this that Corinthian church is full of gifts.
他们在恩赐上不后于人。
No one can compare them as far as gifts.
但是我们看见他们在那里用恩赐侍奉的时候。
But when they're using their gifts to serve.
那个光景是怎样的光景？
What kind of condition do they have?
到了哥林多后书。
But when it comes to 2 Corinthians.
我们看见保罗的侍奉。
When we see the service of Paul.
他的侍奉是生命的侍奉。
His service was a service of life.
虽然也是蛮有恩赐。
Even though he was full of gifts.
但是有生命在那里使用这些的恩赐。
But life was behind the gifts.
你知道恩赐像什么呢？
You know what's like gifts is like?
恩赐像一个工具一样。
Gift is like a channel.
Tool.
A tool.
恩赐像一个工具。
Gift is like a tool.
这个工具放在谁的手里？
Whoever possesses this tool,
就发生什么结果？
And you will get that result.
你把一把刀放在一个小孩子的手里。
If you put the knife into a hand of a child,
他可能要伤自己，也要伤别人。
He will not only hurt himself, he also hurt other people.
但是你把这把刀放在一个成人的手里。
But if you place this knife in a full-grown person,
他可以用这把刀做许多的事情。
And he can use that tool to do many things.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So, brothers and sisters,
当我们在那里运用恩赐的时候，
When we are exercising our gift,
我们要让生命来支配我们的恩赐。
We must allow life to govern our gift.
这样的话，这个恩赐不会出毛病。
Therefore, the gift will not be misused.
否则的话，恩赐常常要出毛病。
Otherwise, gift will create problems.
这个是我们今天在基督教里面所看见的。
And this is what we observe among Christianity today.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
在这里你看见需要，
here we see,
需要十字架。
We need the cross.
我们实在需要十字架的功课。
We need the work of the cross.
就是在恩赐这件事情上。
Even in a matter of gift.
我们也要学习十字架。
We need to learn the cross.
让十字架来对付我们的肉体。
Allow the cross to deal with our flesh.
好叫我们不凭着肉体来用我们的恩赐。
And so that we will not rely our flesh to exercise the gift that we have.
如果我们用我们的肉体来用恩赐的话，
If we use our flesh to exercise the gift,
你知道这个结果是什么？
You know the consequence.
这个结果就是为自己建立国度。
And the end is we establishing our own kingdom.
所以我们需要十字架。
So we need the cross.
我们需要十字架除去我们己的生命。
So we need the cross to get rid of that self-life.
我们需要十字架来破碎我们魂的生命。
We need the cross to break the soul life.
我们这样就是一个破碎的人。
Then we'll be a broken vessel.
生命从我们里面就能涌流出来。
And then life can flow through us.
主说信我的人。
God said, Christ said, those who believe in me,
从他的腹中要流出活水的江河。
From their belly they will flow rivers of living water.
所以我们如果不破碎的话，
So if we are not broken,
生命就不能流露。
Then the Holy Spirit cannot flow.
这一个就是十字架的工作。
This is the work of the cross.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们需要十字架。
We need the cross.
十字架能一面释放生命。
On the one side, the cross releases life.
另一面能使用恩赐。
On the other hand, it can use the gift.
没有十字架不行的。
If without cross, nothing can be done.
所以我们说。
Therefore, we say.
加勒乃在五旬节之前。
That's why we say, Calvary precedes Pentecost.
这是我们弟兄昨天晚上。
That's what our brother shared last evening.
我们需要十字架的。
We need the work of the cross.
这样。生命也释放，
then life can be released.
恩赐也能运用得合乎。
And then the gift will be properly used according to God's will.
那最后,
Lastly,
我们怎样能得着这个能力呢?
How do we receive this power?
我在这里稍微提几件事,
I'll just share a couple points.
第一件,
First,
我们必须看见我们不能,
we must recognize that we cannot serve.
你知道这是一个不容易的事情,
it's not easy.
我们蒙恩得救了之后,
once we are saved,
我们看见我们不能,
we must recognize that we cannot serve.
你知道这是一个不容易的事情,
it's not easy.
我们蒙恩得救了之后,
once we are saved,
我们里面要侍奉,
we want to serve.
感谢赞美主,
thank God for that.
但是往往我们以为我能,
and we often think that we have the ability to do it.
因着这个缘故,
because of that,
你看见,
we discover
我们的侍奉就走错了路,
we, our service is off the tangent.
所以第一件事,
so first,
我们要看见我们实在不能,
so we have to discover that we ourselves, we are not able.
我们怎么能看见呢?
How can we know that?
很多的时候,
oftentimes,
需要碰钉子,
we need to face an obstacle.
我们需要失败,
we need to have failure.
你知道少年的太得志乃是一件可怕的事,
youthful ambition is a dreadful thing.
在树林的事情上也是一样的,
same in the spiritual realm.
我们要碰钉子了,
you have to face some brick wall.
我们要失败,
you have to face some failure.
在事情上要失败,
you need to face some defeat.
因着失败,
because you're failure,
像摩西一样,
like Moses,
他发现在他里面毫无良,
and he recognized that in him there was no good.
没有能力,
no good, no strength.
我讲这是第一件事,
that's the first thing.
许多人不能得着这个能力,
many cannot receive this power,
因为他自己的能力太大,
because they are too strong in themselves.
昨天弟兄也说过了,
our brother shared last evening,
我什么时候软弱, 我什么时候就刚强,
it's when I'm weak, then I'm strong.
因此我以我的软弱为夸口,
therefore I boast my weakness.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这一个是第一步,
that is the first point.
第二,
second,
我们需要有启示,
we need revelation.
我们需要看见说,
we need to see,
在基督的里面,
in Christ,
这个圣灵的能力已经赐给了我们,
we have already given the power of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的能力是赐给所有神的儿女的,
the power of the Holy Spirit has been given to all those who are in Christ.
不是给少数的人,
it's not given to an exclusive few.
这四个经段里头也告诉我们,
in Acts we are told,
彼得说,
Peter said,
这个圣灵,
this Spirit,
是神应许给你们的,
is God's promise to you.
不但是近处的人, 也是远处的人,
it's not for those who are near, but for those who are from afar.
神应许给所有他的儿女,
God promised that Holy Spirit to all his child.
路加也告诉我们,
Luke also told,
你们虽然不好,
even though you are unfaithful,
你尚且知道把好东西给你们的儿女,
even though you know what good to give to your children,
何况你们的天父,
about our Father,
岂不更将圣灵赐给求他的人吗?
Will he not give the Holy Spirit to those who ask for it?
所以我们里面要看见,
so we have to see inwardly.
今天你不必等十天,
you don't need to wait for 10 days.
因为圣灵已经降临,
because the Holy Spirit is already here.
你需要看见说圣灵已经来了,
you have to see that the Holy Spirit is already here.
圣灵已经给了我们,
he has already given himself to us.
你要用相信的心来支取,
and you have to use faith to appropriate him.
第三,
third,
你要履行圣灵充满的条件,
you must fulfill the principle, the condition of the anointing.
不管是里面与外面, 我现在不分了,
whether it's inward or outward, we will not differentiate.
因为不应当分的,
they should not differentiate.
都是充满,
it's all same, it's all filled.
我们要符合那充满的条件,
we must fulfill the condition of the anointing of filling.
第一,
first,
我们需要倒空我们的自己。
We must willing to empty of ourselves.
像我弟兄昨天晚上所说的。
Like our brother shared last evening.
只有倒空才能充满。
It's when we empty ourselves, then we can be filled.
第二。
Second.
我们需要把我们完全奉献。
Then second, we must consecrate ourselves totally to the Lord.
愿意遵行他的心。
To do His will.
如果我们能这样的到他的面前
if we can approach him in this manner
我们寻求圣灵的能力
if we ask for the power of the Holy Spirit
不是为着我们自己
it's not for ourselves
乃是为着他的工作
it's for his work
为着他的国度
it's for his kingdom
我们这个人是完全奉献的人
and we, this person is a total consecrated person
没有自己在里头
it's selfless person
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
圣灵就要充满我们
The Holy Spirit will fill you
你不必在那里等看见那个火
You do not need to wait for the fire
这个火会从你里面烧出来
The fire will burn from within
你不必在那里想听这个风
Do not wait to listen to the wind
这个风已经吹了
The wind has already blown
圣灵的恩赐
The gift of the Spirit,
圣灵的果子,
the fruit of the Spirit,
就会从你生
出来, will be an outflow of your life.
这是很自然的,
it's spontaneous.
是愿神,
May the Lord be merciful. Let's bow our heads for prayer.
主啊,
yeah.
我们需要你的能力。
Yeah.
主啊求求你开启我们的眼睛
Amen
叫我们看见如果这个能力不是圣灵的话这个是凡火
Lord Jesus
叫我们战兢恐惧在你面前
Amen
不敢凭着自己的能力来服侍你、
oh.
我们的主啊我们需要能力
Amen
我们今天来到你的面前为着你自己的旨意和你的国度、
yeah.
我们求你的圣灵充满我们
Amen
好叫我们整个的人在你圣灵的管理底下、
yeah.
能在地上侍奉你的事、
yeah.
听我们的祷告奉主耶稣的名
Amen